Welcome to Spill the Soju Podcast, your favorite dose of K-culture TMIs and fangirling shenanigans with your hosts Ashley, Katie, and Chelsea, powered by Anima. On today's menu, we are still joined by the beautiful ladies of Two Teen Tours. In this episode, we will just continue our guide to attending Philippine Arena concerts. If you guys have not yet listened to the first episode, I highly suggest you go back there muna before listening to this episode kasi continuation na to. So yon, before anything else and before diving back right into that, you guys know the drill. To get our latest updates and episodes, you can check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Spill the Soju Podcast and on Twitter at STSPodPH. You can send us an email to spillthesoju@gmail.com, send us a voice message on Anchor, or join our Telegram community if you have any inquiries, concerns, or simply want to chat. Spotify also has this new Q&A feature where you can ask us questions. So may mga questions pa ba kayo ni Dam? Hindi namin nasagot sa episode last week, and then if we don't answer some of your questions this week, you can try that out and we will definitely answer them. So yun, that was a mouthful. Again, we are back. Hello! Hello, 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 Tutinsen.
Hello!
Hello!
Hello! So, we are back. Again, short intro lang. Very, very short. I have here. Ako na mag-intro sa kanila. Ako na. Gusto ko. Ayan, may script ako dito. Hi guys! So, I have here Atimara. She is the Production Logistics Shuttles Terminals Shipping Head.
Yo, exec producer.
Yon, exec producer. Gusto ko may kodigo ako dito. And then I have Riri. She is assigned to ticketing, finance, human resources, you know, all that jazz and admin work. And then I have here, yeah. And then I have here Atimiel. She is community partnership, socials, public relations, marketing, and media. So yon. So
face of the company.
Wow! Mascot. Charis!
Mascot. Mascot. Isang mascot, kids, ikaw.
Yes, that's me.
Naging mascot ka din.
Naging mascot din ako. So, ayun na. So, again, if you guys are listening to this is the second episode of A Guide to Philippine Arena Concerts with Two Teen Tours. So, you might want to listen to the first one first kasi we talked about some very good topics there and yung mga actually mostly frequently asked questions with venue, with transpo, with accommodation, what time you have to get there, and so on. So ngayon, we are gonna be talking about you as a fan. You as a fan! We're gonna be talking you about how can we best prepare ourselves for the Philippine Arena concert that you're planning to go to. Or event whatsoever. Etong question natin. What are the Philippine Arena essentials? What do you think are the Philippine Arena essentials? What do I need to bring? Kung ako, say, KD, ang kausap nyo ngayon, never pa nakapunta sa Philippine Arena, never pa nakapunta, nakapanood ng concert doon, and I come from Taytay Rizal. What's the best tip you can give me? Ganun, ang dadalin ko.
Actually, we have a condensed answer na for that, like a single answer, which is prepare for a day trip. So actually, if you have any day trip, you go out of town, right? Magpipiknik kayo. Bring your own toiletries, you have a little hygiene kit, you have weather essentials, sunblock, extra shoes, extra clothes, umbrella. It's really a day trip because it really does turn into a field trip. That's it.
It does.
Like that.
Yeah, apart from the things that Miel mentioned as well, what we'd suggest, kasi what we usually tell our passengers is, you know how you make aura sa concert, right? You don't go there on your plain jeans and shirt. The experience is not complete if you do that.
Yeah.
So for us, the best, what we always suggest to our passengers is, go there in your most comfortable clothes, you know, while waiting for, you know, stuff to start running, and then when things start to run, that's when you change to your aura clothes.
That's such a very good
costume change.
Yes, and don't forget to bring your actual damit for the concert na Ate Mara.
Kasi you're not always sure na kayang ilalamove doon yung damit mo.
My personal experience si Ate Mara ng TXT.
And this happened during TXT, so as in the night before, two nights before, I had already prepared my outfit.
Nakahanger
siya, like everything, accessories and all of that. Pero kasi during the day, again, I dressed for comfort and also work. Kasi during the day, we do a lot of running around. So, I was wearing, parang my concert outfit was a dress. Alam ka naman, I run around. Tsaka parang ayaw kong, mukha kong hulas, ganyan, diba, during the con. As if makikita ko, but, you know, it's, again, it's the vibe that you bring.
The vibe.
So, ayun. So, I had already loaded everything in the car. in the mothership, since I'm assigned to the mothership, like, first dispatch, advance party. So, water, like, I had a checklist. Like, water, the snacks, the first aid kit, basta everything, all the necessities, ganyan. So, ganon. Tapos, so enjoy ako, ganyan. Tapos, biglang, nung malapit na pumasok,
yeah,
sabi ko, shocks. Eh, naka-hanger yun. So, sure ako, hindi ko linagay sa bag ko. Tingnan ko yung van. Hala.
Wala.
Ako nadala yung damit ko.
Nadala niya lahat except yung damit niya.
Except yung damit niya. Except pang aura niya na damit. May damit siya, pero hindi pang aura.
Hindi. Yeah. As in, mukha kong, as in, naka, if, you know, our passenger saw us naman, naka, ano kami, naka uniform kami that day. So, inisip ko, sige na nga, what if pumasok na lang kaya kung naka ganito?
Oh.
Yeah, but it didn't, but you know,
VIP
it didn't
pa siya.
Feel, oh, VIP yeah. pa ako. So, it didn't feel right for some reason. Like, you know, because again, it's an entire experience eh. Diba? Na parang yeah. you dressed up for it. Like, I needed to change clothes so I could mentally also condition myself na I'm finally going to the concert.
Yes. So, like, work is done.
Yeah. For now. Buti na lang, hindi malayo yung bahay
exactly.
ko from the arena.
Buti na lang malapit si Ate Mar.
Oo. I was able to have my clothes lalamoved, yeah. which was a challenge because also. Signal was bad. Yon. Signal
which,
was bad.
Which we all know that actually this is like pertinent and very prominent to all venues. I think this is something that all venues, all concert venues in the Philippines have in freaking common. And it's the signal disappears. As in, pag nandun ka na sa venue, pag congested, I think naman sa lahat, mostly. Pero kasi mas malala dito sa Pilipinas. Like, pag nandun ka na sa mismong venue, kahit Araneta man yan, kahit MOA man yan, at most of all, Philippine Arena, mas mahirap din sa Philippine Arena kasi nga, you're away from, like, civilization. So, you really need...
You're away from cell towers.
Yes, you need as much as possible. Kailangan, meron kang... Lalo na kapag minor ka, without, ano, may waiver ka nga, wala ka namang... How will you communicate with your parents sa pauwi na po ako, nakarating na po ako? So, yung SIM card, what is the... This is for... I know you guys have the answer this for this na. Kasi ilang beses na kayo nakapag-concert sa Philippine Arena. I mean, nakapunta. Ako kasi hanggang ngayon, naka-globe pa din ako. And I know that's like the worst. Yung pinaka-worst ata na may signal. Kahit saan ako pumunta, unang-unang nawawala ng signal yung phone ko. Lahat ng mga kaibigan ko may mga signal pa. Ako wala na. So, what's the best SIM card do you think would suffice for Philippine Arena?
It's hard to say what SIM card because they've all performed. They've all been able to perform in the arena. It really depends on the situation, the weather, who the sponsor is, because sometimes one thing kasi Globo's a sponsor.
I had super decent signal.
Ang ganda.
Really?
Sa
Globe.
Yes,
like,
yes.
I was able to post on Instagram.
Real time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn! Mm-hmm. I was making FaceTime calls back home.
Wow.
But,
really.
Yun nga, we don't know what the situation is gonna be like. It's not a matter of SIM, even though in the past, we've recommended certain SIM brands. After TXT, we kind of realized it's not about the
really?
SIM.
Really?
It's about the venue, the behavior that they... If people are prone to being on social media the whole time, the signal's going to be bad. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why in Born Pink and Be the Sun, it was bad. Because everyone was so excited to see these idols after how many years? So, super laki ng fan base nila that everyone was making content on the spot. In Bruno Mars, it was a bit more of a mature audience. So, mas chill sila. They were filming, but like, they were not online the whole time. So, it really depends.
Wow, I learn new things every day. Kasi akala ko talaga, like, it's just me.
No, it's not. It's really, you can't tell eh.
Yeah, and it also and it also depends on the ano, on the like inside the venue kung saan ka nakapwesto. Like there are
actually
shots,
that's
'di ba? Mm. That's true eh. Like dun sa mothership you'll notice you have signal. When you went to the pavilion,
wala na.
Wala na. So malaking factor yung dami rin ng tao in a certain in a certain area.
We noticed in parking E, mas maraming signal. Mas maganda yung signal sa parking E because no one wants to stay there. Everyone goes to the middle.
Pero in general, like, do you have like a sim that, what did you recommend before? Kasi, et, ako kasi, sabi sa akin, TNT daw okay.
Yeah, feeling ko the reason being, konti lang yung gumagamit ng TNT.
Mm. Oo.
Yeah. In this generation, most people would just be split into Globe and
Globe
Smart. Ito yung sinasabi ni Miel kanina, we're dropping brand names already. Ito yung sinasabi ni Miel kanina.
Please
like,
sponsor
us. Really, it doesn't have a lot to do with the SIM, the brand of the SIM per se, the telco company per se, but generally the behavior of the people. You know, a lot of the MOAs at that day nung TXT were on their phones. Pero I feel like a lot of it is because maraming pumunta na friend groups. So instead of, you know, being online, sharing content online to their friends, they were talking amongst themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they were waiting in line to take photos with the banners and people were just experiencing stuff. Kaya it was a huge like unloading on our part. Kasi for me, for example, I'm a Globe user. I had my phone, my data open the entirety of the day because I was coordinating with different people. I was all over the place. So I needed to have my data on the entire time to be able to communicate with my team. Anong nangyayari sa NCO and whatnot. And weird enough, Globe performed that day. It doesn't usually do, but it performed really well.
Feel ko talaga ako lang, feel ko sim ko lang talaga. Kasi Globe ako eh. Wala eh.
Pero if anything, usually una namang nawawala is data.
Yeah.
Diba? Usually data, may SMS pa.
This
so
is
SMS
a good tip.
Pumapasok.
So, that's a good tip.
I guess segue to that, diba? Na parang traditional tayo.
No, for sure. That was so funny. Short kwento lang ako. Like, it's so funny kasi sa sobrang online na talaga natin these days. Like, I think the last person I saved on my phone is college days pa. And parang yung friend ko, super close kami, and she was like, nag-chat siya sa akin the night before. Cades, anong oras ka pupunta, ganyan. Sabi ko, maaga ako kasi I'll be with TTT, ganyan. Tapos sabi niya, okay, sige, ano number mo? Sabi ko, binigay ko sa kanya. Sabi ko, okay, sabi niya, sige, save ko. Para magta-text na lang kami pag in case na wala ng data, you know, setting us up for success. And I was like, eh, sa'yo, ano number mo? And then, we literally didn't have each other saved, like, traditionally on our phone. Kasi nga, we've been online. So, that's a really good tip. Like, if you guys have friends na you need to rendezvous with after the show, we suggest na you save each other's phones. This is not just for Philippine Arena, by the way, even for Araneta, even for MOA. Always the SMS, ano, yun yung pinaka madaling, ano,
And that's also one of the reasons why we also suggest or we also recommend and encourage our passengers to save the phone numbers of their bus or their van driver.
Yes.
They write it on their boarding pass. We make them
write boarding pass. Kasi nga, even the drivers and the coordinators, us, ourselves, we cannot make sure 100% that we'd be able to receive their messages on time.
So just in case,
you know, an emergency happens, the concert finishes and you're lost, you know, there should be another way by which you can communicate to the people to get you saved or something.
Also, I think you guys had an experience then, Bruno Mars. It was raining, so the people on sa venue made them move their buses. So there were, this was during the concert na, so there were some, there were a lot of passengers that went back to the area where the parking was. Tapos di, asan yung bus? Naiwan na ba kami? So it's very important to have at least yung mga number ng mga ano execor natin, di ba?
But you know, like what you said earlier, yung setting up for success, we also know that there's a possibility there will be absolutely no way to communicate. Mm. So we actually, this is the part of the fans first premium because we also understand the worries of the parents, mostly because we have friends already who are parents, so we kind of understand the anxiety of not knowing where your underage loved one is. So, and we have nieces and nephews also who go to the concert. So we're just like, okay, we have to take care of you. What we do is we have a Viber channel and a Telegram channel.
Ah.
And those provide real-time updates during the day. So once, if you know the unit, the code unit code, like MOA3A of the your loved one, you can actually wait for the code to come up. It's like a departure board in the airport. Yeah. We like to treat this service like an airline because airline is very set up for success, just to make sure, because you don't have signal while you're in transit, right? So what we do is we are the ones that announce the arrival and the departure of the vehicles to and from the venue. And we also provide updates. We have a remote team that is always online the entire time so that even if we have no signal, we can traditionally call and our team from who's remote and we can tell them this unit has arrived, wala kaming data. So sila na mismo yung mag-update sa Telegram Survivor.
Siguro on the topic of communication also, we also encourage our passengers din kasi na, you know, if especially if you're a solo concert goer, na, you know, it's quite a trip, di ba? It's more than 10 minutes. So, yung katabi mo, di ba, makakachika mo yan at one point, get each other's number. Yeah, so, we encourage a buddy system.
Yes.
We encourage a buddy system. So, aside from, you know, getting the number of your, you know, your shuttle buddy, it also helps to have the number of the shuttle representative also. Because we, in the previous concerts, we had Shreps. Yun. So, we fondly call them Shreps. Para, kasi the Shreps know everything. Like, in terms of like where it's parked, ganyan. And then, the Shreps know also. Sila yung may direct contact with our team.
Okay.
Also, in the event that, you know, wala talagang signal whatsoever, we have an on-site management team, our OSMs, na you can approach. So, kaya kami naka-uniform para you can easily find us. Or you can go to our mothership. So, the mothership is where... That's basically like your home, your transit home, like in while you're in the arena. Na para okay, if you need help communicating, let's say with the driver, with your buddy, etc., we're there to help. So it's really like just really finding ways around, like especially communication, especially after the concert.
Yes, talaga. Lalo na pag gabi na. Because
everyone's frazzled or like everyone's high from the experience.
Pero parang like Ate Miel sabi ni Ate Miel sa previous episode, nadi-disorient kapag labas mo ng ano. Kasi parang, wait lang, kailangan ko pa palang bumalik sa sasakyan ko. Nasaan na ba ako? That was me when after TXT na parang, kasi my friend, nalobat yung friend ko. Like na-deadbat yung friend ko. So, even her power bank got that bad. So I would also suggest, like sabi nga nila, prepare for a day trip. If you can like bring two power banks, go for it. Pero buti na lang, may parang konsa yung merch booth doon, nagsaksak kami. So we were there for like very short lang, 15-20 minutes, nag-charge lang kami. Paglabas namin, wala, parang, wait, nasa na tayo? Parang, hindi na namin alam kung ano nangyayari. But yeah, so I wanted to add, like, another thing that I really like about Two Teen Tours is that even their drivers also have, like, one representative na driver na pwede nilang puntahan. So, kunyari, si Kuya. Sino yung si Kuya?
Kuya Romel.
Si Kuya Romel na nasa mothership. Then, so siya yung driver ng mothership. So, like, if you need to contact your driver, hindi nyo nakuha yung number niya, you can go to the mothership and the mothership has their contact number too. So it's really nice. Everything is very much coordinated. I have like no negative sa Two Teen Tours, but maybe kasi de joke lang to. Very very biased de pero yon. So eto, in general, like we're almost wrapping up our guide to the Philippine Arena. Pero later kasi I'm still gonna read out some questions from our listeners. We had like a question sticker up kahapon, and then we received some questions and I'm gonna read it out so that we can answer it. But ideally and like just in general, what's your parang tried and tested tip that like if you have like one tip to give sa mga audiences na manonood ng PH Arena, what I mean sa PH Arena pala, What's that one thing? Okay, I'll go first. I think this isn't just the Philippine arena. I think this is just for all concerts. But this one kasi mainly, it's very useful for Philippine arena. With MOA and Araneta kasi, in, for example, ano na, parang madali ka na makapunta doon, so you kind of don't need to sometimes. But I would always, always read in advance yung guidelines ng organizers. And like, follow their... Kahit hindi nyo gusto yung organizer, it still is very useful and very helpful for you as a concert goer to follow their social media accounts to see the latest updates. As someone who also works with an organizer din, as someone who works up may parang front of house, I always get questions na parang, wait lang, makikita mo to sa social media pero bakit di mo alam yung sagot? Yung mga ganon. So I don't judge, but like, ang motto natin for these two episodes is set yourself up for success. Just don't be dependent on the people helping you out. Also help yourself out. So make sure to read, yeah. Make sure to read.
We can only do so much.
Exactly. Make sure to read then in advance. Do your research then talaga in advance. So yeah.
I guess hinging on that, no? Na parang preparing, etc. Like, prepare for one of the best days of your life.
Yeah.
Yun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and when you have that mindset na you are preparing for one of the best days of your life, you will go all out, eh. Mm-hmm. You will make an effort for yourself to have fun, you know? And when you have that mindset, everything else will follow, eh. Na parang, yeah, okay, I'll read in advance. I'll prepare my outfit. What mm-hmm. else do I need? Kasi yun eh, diba? Na parang, I want it to be the best day. I want to treat myself even more on that day because yeah. I really deserve it. What will yeah. I need? So, mm-hmm. yun yung mindset. And yeah, everything else will follow. You will take that with you from the start to, you know, till whenever your post-concert depression ends. Diba? Like, you'll take it with you. So, yun. If I were to sum it up, prepare for one of the best days of your life.
Yeah.
Siguro for me, while it's very important that, you know, you imagine it to be the best, one of the best days of your life, it's important to also keep in mind na one of the best days in your life can also possibly have, alam mo yan, imperfections in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, all
right?
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
to set your expectations straight na this day is gonna be one of the best days of my life, but this day will also likely not be perfect.
Yes, yes.
All right. And especially considering the venue that we're talking about right now, it's not very developed just yet. It's not very accessible yet. But it's very important that you keep in mind, this is something that these two girls right here taught me, especially when I was starting with them, because as a Virgo, I'm very, you know, I'm an extreme perfectionist. So I want everything to go, you know, completely as planned. Yes. But they taught me na, and I learned from them and the entire team as well na, I can't let one inconvenience or one problem ruin all the good things that happened during the day.
Tama.
So let's say, for example, everything worked well, but then merong isang staff na nagtaray sa akin sa queuing papasok. Like, I can't let that one person ruin my entire experience that has been good so far yeah. and that I know pagpasok ko would be great.
Yeah.
Alam yun? So yeah, yun siguro, set your expectations straight and give people some margin for error.
Yeah.
Alam
yeah.
mo yun? Let's say for example, natarayan ka ng isang staff. We have to understand that they stand under the heat for the entirety of the day. So you can't expect them to be all smiley every day. Minsan late silang nakakakain, pagod na sila. So we have to understand that. Let's say for example, merong nakapila kayo, may sumingit sa'yo, you can't let that ruin the entire day. Diba? Kasi parang, sige na nga, excited kasi, excited din ako, I'm gonna give that to you. Alam mo yan? So, yun, like, manage your expectations and don't let the flaws of the day ruin the entire day.
Yes! Tama. I think it's also like with the attitude, your attitude towards what's happening throughout the day.
Kasi I have to bring back my quote?
Yes, why not? Pero I think yun nga, like the attitude that you have, you make it perfect for you, pero again, it's not, it might not be the best thing kasi nga, like what Riri said, hindi pa, yung mismong venue hindi perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's never gonna be perfect, guys. Yeah. Meron at merong like one or two things that will try to ruin your day. But imagine you spent thousands of pesos, you spent additional stuff on your outfit, on your makeup, everything else, your shuttle ticket, and then you're gonna let one, you know, person snap at you and ruin your time there. It's not fair for you. It's a disservice to yourself.
Yes. One example is yung friend namin. She had a very, very bad experience nung bidasan sa queuing, but she said na parang as soon as she got inside the venue, like yung actual ano, everything was perfect na. Like, sabi niya na everything nung nasa loob na, that I love that part, but everything outside, it was just horrific. So, di ba? Yeah. So, I think we know who we're talking about. Ikaw, Ate Miel.
It's all the same eh. Kasi all of everything that we're doing, na if you can't change your surroundings, you change yourself. Right? I did not have a good experience the first time I went there for Be The Sun because I came in with the mindset na I expected the worst na. Because I'm a Virgo also. Like really. Like, we're 2 days apart. Our birthday's like 2 days apart.
Virgo, Scorpio, Taurus.
Oh, no. No wonder why we're so hot-headed with our group. So, yun, I just came in with the expectation kasi I was like, I'll prepare for the worst. And true enough, it really was the worst. I was sick that day. I remember I was wearing like khaki pants, pero up to my knees, there was mud. Like, you could see it. Like, if they had... In bets, yeah, it was really bad. And then I was on medicine, yeah. And I was na low blood because I'm diabetic. And I realized that my insulin was left in the vehicle. So I was just like, so many things were happening. So I was just confused. I felt sick. It was just really bad, like overall my experience. And I was chilling pa because it was raining, but I was sweating. So
cold sweat.
When I went into Born Pink and then I went into Bruno Mars and then subsequently TXT, I approached it with a sense of adventure. Because when you approach something with a sense of adventure, that means you're welcoming the opportunity to learn from something that will go wrong. Like, I've seen so many things happen to go wrong, but it was just the biggest laugh. And it was just like, oh my God, I had no idea that that was so funny. And then now it's just like legends within our small circle. Yeah. Like, we have certain names, like, you know what we're talking about. So we have all these cuentos.
Alam
like,
din.
Well, what is this? The legend of blah, blah, blah. So we're like, hi, cuento. Sit around the campfire, my children. So we just treat it as a day trip, as an adventure. And that's the difference, like I said, like with the quote earlier, the difference between an ordeal and an adventure is your attitude. So nothing is going to get in your way if you come with the, I wonder what's going to happen next, instead of sobrang takot and fear. Because when I first went there, I went scared. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I had a miserable time. It's because I had prepared my brain for fear.
And parang na-meet yung expectation mo.
Exactly. Na manifest ko, sis.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but sense of adventure, you'd be like, okay, I know I'm going to go on an adventure, so that means I have to sleep because I'm going to need the energy. I'll bring food so that, you know, I don't get sick because water. You're prepared. Yes, water. You have water with you, you remember to drink, etc. You're prepared to for an adventure.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's it. Adventure. Look at it like that.
See, ang ganda ng usapan kasi nga yung chonichon.
Gusto ko yung Hinge. Ito na yung ano natin sa Hinge.
Gano'n na siya. Hinge on each other. Pero those are really nice, nice inputs. Gusto ko yung lahat tayo nag-connect sa isa't isa. I hope that hearing our inputs and what we have to say about going to the Philippine Arena, it kind of eases yung hesitation nyo to go there. Again, there are so many people that are willing to help you guys get to the venue. And even actually, the venue people, yung facility, yung mga kuya guards,
they're actually
really nice. There, of course, sabi nga ni Riri, there are some, kasi nga, you would imagine na all of them have been under the heat for so long. Kaya, imaginein mo na lang din na parang ikaw, katrabaho ka, tas puro chaos. So, syempre, ikaw din mababagot, diba? So, again, empathy.
Empathy with three T's.
Empathy.
We also have to understand kasi that not every one of them understands our culture.
Yes.
Alam
mo yun?
For some, siguro sa kanila, we're just a couple of girls screaming over guys who don't know us.
right? Over vans that are passing by in the black.
So don't oh even God. Know kung sila ba yung nasa loob. Diba? Like, you would get weird stares a yeah. lot of times when you're there because a lot of them don't understand yeah. why we spend so much money, so much energy, and so much effort into, you know, wanting to see our artists. So I think that's the margin of error that I, you know, suggest yes. that you look into. Na parang, give it to them. Give them the benefit of the doubt. Na, baka magtara siya sa akin kasi hindi niya talaga naiintindihan kung ba't kami sumisigaw ng friends ko habang naglalakad. Diba?
Yeah, yeah. Approach the day, approach the event with open mind, with an open mind.
Positivity.
Yes, and just take care of yourself also. Don't forget to take care of yourself talaga. So
yeah,
now
don't
we're...
forget to bring your yes. clothes.
Yes. Okay, so now we're gonna head on to the questions that we received from our conbes, our audiences. So again, yesterday, we before recording this episode, we posted a sticker on Instagram asking you guys if you have any questions for PH Arena concert goers kung di pa napunta. And we received some of them. I'm gonna go ahead and read out, I guess, 3 or 4, depende, bahala na. So, I'm gonna read out yung mga nasagot na namin muna. So, someone messaged from Nick, this is from Nicole with N-I-K-K-A-W-L, Nicole. And they said, as someone na need na dumayo ng Luzon, should I book a place near PH Arena or carpool? We already answered that question in the first episode. So, kung ano yung best na, if like, weighing accommodation or not. So, since you're gonna be traveling from Luzon, to Luzon, you might want to try booking an area, a place that's near the Tutin Tours terminals. Or if you have a car, again, you can try booking near the venue. But again, weigh your pros and cons. Same person also asked, PH Arena intimidates me so much. Any realistic tips on how to prepare myself to navigate the venue? Like we said kanina in this episode, this second episode, madami kami na sinabi. I personally would suggest that you read yung mga ano. And then yung mga venue maps. Even with yeah. Tutin Tours, they provide venue maps then kung saan yung mga parking, kung nasa yung food pavilion. So
we print it for you.
Yes, yes. So just make sure you also do research in advance. From Zili, ang tanong niya lang is, transpo all caps, 3 exclamation marks. eto guys, transpo? Transpo? Ayan. So we have Tutin Tours to help you guys out. So check them out. So ito yung mga hindi pa natin nasasagot. These are more on pag nasa loob ka na ng ano. Kasi mostly pinag-usapan natin nasa labas ka eh. This is from dio.wana_. The seats is UBC and the upper tiers that are really far from the stage. That far from the stage?
Yeah, it is far. Personally, I haven't experienced UBC and UBB, but I'm basing it off of my experience from Bets na literal, you know how nagjo-joke sila, ang dami ko nakita sa TikTok na nagbibiro.
Yung late.
Yeah.
Sis, late mag-arrange music, yun ba?
Legit yun. Nagpa-fan chant kami, tapos nahuhuli sila. Alam mo yung todo, bigay na kami dun sa rap part ni Dino sa, ano, sa Snapchat.
Tapos
kasunod namin sila, kasunod sila by like
true.
A couple seconds.
That's yeah.
Yeah, but it's hilarious actually. Pero totoo siya. And you can already, from that, you can already deduce kung gano'ng kalayo yun. It's far. But the good thing is, even if you get UBC, UBB seats, if it's the artist that you like, there's no bad seat at all.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's totoo no bad naman. Seat. And it helps na ang daming malalaking screen sa loob ng arena.
Mm-mm.
And that will help mm-hmm. you see them kahit na it's not super, you know, malapit. Mm-mm. Yeah.
And actually, what I like sa... Because, okay, sorry, magko-compare ako ng mga venues natin. But like, ako kasi, ayoko yung super steep. The way MOA Arena is super steep, para ka talagang... malalaglag nasa you. as in dapat talagang ganun ka, as in parang nakakalula, literal siya nakakalula when you go gen. Nag-gen ad na ako sa MOA, nag-gen ad na ako sa Araneta. What I like about Philippine Arena, like the arena itself, is pabilog din siya, para siyang Araneta. It's just that it has more chairs, it's bigger, that's why it's far. But
I think strength yung Philippine yeah. Arena mm. ang ganda ng sound.
Like
if yeah, your right. artist is very good with their sound and their music and you just want to hear it live, you'll appreciate it talaga in the Philippine arena, no matter where you're seated.
Kasi I heard,
yung sound.
Really, acoustics daw nung bets, hindi daw, or baka nung dahil nga, experience.
Because it was the, it was the experimental first eh. Yeah. Oo, it was the
first. Nung TXT, kayo. I think it was okay, no?
Yeah.
It was okay nung TXT. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Ikaw, Ate Mara, do you have like anything dun sa, like UBC?
UBC, UBB.
I mean,
yung experience, hindi pa ako naka-experience ng ganun kalayo. But the thing about being far, and this is from a product perspective also, maganda rin kasi
makita mo yung buong
abroad. Yes. Yeah. Seeing new artists, seeing in the same space with thousands of other people.
That's my favorite. And you see the light
holding
sticks.
Out the light sticks.
Yes. Yeah.
Sinabutan ako ngayon.
Yeah.
The best fan cams I've seen.
Yeah, those coming from afar.
And usually, yun din naman picture ng mga official, di ba? Yeah, like from the very back.
Yeah.
Beautiful. It's
because that's where you can see the scale talaga, di ba? Like let's say, anong panama ng snapshot fan cam ko na LBA lang yung kita at kapurat ng stage compared dun sa nandun sa UBC na, alam mo yung kita mo lahat that everybody is jumping.
Yeah.
It's a different experience.
True. Benefit of the doubt sa Philippine Arena. Kasi nga, it's big. Yung sabi mo nga, delayed. It is something common talaga sa big venues na talagang delayed. It's not just Philippine Arena na delayed yung nasa likod. Kasi ito so funny. Short experience ko lang na nasa Follow Soul ako. Diba, nasa Gochok Sky Dome. E, nasa floor ako. Tapos, nagpa-fan chant. At iba mga fan chant talaga sila sa Korea.
Yeah.
Yung fan chant ng mga nasa seated section sa taas. Sis, delayed. Sobrang cute talaga.
Yeah, parang talaga.
Say. Sobrang funny talaga. Like, it was so cool.
Prorog your boat yung canon.
Oo, as in. Tapos, it's not just sa atin sa Philippine Arena. So, don't feel too bad na parang delayed yung sa inyo. Kasi, it's actually just... I think it's just physics.
Sound travels, children. Yeah. Waves. So, it can't avoided.
So, and then, lower box. Ako nakapag-try ako ng lower box. It's nice. The lower box.
It's fun.
Lower box is nice. Also, really like, speaking from VIP experience, what I liked about yung VIP, ang laki kasi ng floor area ng arena. So during TXT, I didn't feel like I was getting squished.
Yeah. Nasa likod na tayo nun, di ba?
Yeah, nasa likod. I mean, there were still people, pero it was manageable also.
Ang masakit lang is after the show, ang leeg.
Oo, leeg. Yun lang. Kasi parang, lalo na kung hindi ka matangkad. Yun. Like,
I shouldn't get VIP, okay? Got it.
It depende naman na yan. I do have friends na parang, hey, kids, nakapag-standing ka na. I have a really, bladder, very sensitive bladder. Do you think I should? So, it depends on you as a person din talaga if you can do standing. So,
that's part of your prep.
That's on you na.
Yeah, be accountable for yourself also in your concert experience.
This is from Neri Berry. Sabi niya, any tips on surviving standing VIP with a high QN?
Part of the preparations, going to the concert, aside from logistics, is the way the show is run. So my bestie, kasi she already saw the show. She already saw the show in Singapore. And so alam niya na how it goes. And we're like that, diba? Okay, yung mga VIP dyan. The reason why you choose a side is because alam niyo kung nasaan yung bias niyo madalas.
Tama.
Diba? Ganun siya. Tama. So kasama yun sa preps. And then when you see how the show runs, masa-strategize mo na where ka pepuesto.
Tama.
Like, what is yung optimal? Na spot. It doesn't always have to be barricade,
Yeah.
You can still experience it from the back. Na parang, especially if, like, there are factors to consider. Kung high QN ka, but you have, let's say, social anxiety, you're claustrophobic, it helps to be at the back. And the thing about being at the back naman, wala masyadong tao. Kaya lang naman sumakit yung leeg ko kasi nagvi-video ako. But if I wasn't taking a video and I wasn't looking at my phone every now and then, my neck would be fine eh. Kasi even from afar, not only do you see them pretty up close, of course not as close as barricade, but you have the advantage of seeing the stage also.
Yes.
And, diba? And then if you have bladder things, ganyan, you're near the washroom, ganon. Yeah. it's not easy, it's not hard to lose your spot.
Yeah.
Doon.
Yeah.
So kung Haikyuu ends ka ganyan, or if you know, because the arena has bigger floor space, at least from my experience, it was easy to, like, I saw people, parang nagulat ako na I was actually moving a bit closer.
Yeah.
Without the feeling of being trampled on.
Yep.
Na parang, oh, I'm actually here, a bit closer. Ganyan. Yep. So that's how you survive. You check out the show. Mm-hmm. What stages are, like, yung priority mo, like, yung stages, ganyan. Kung mas madalas sila sa main stage, it's nice to stay at the side.
Mm-hmm.
If madalas sila, like with TXT, ang dami nilang performances sa extended stage.
True.
Doon ka sa may center, a little far back, but at least, you know, you have a good view. So, yun eh.
I just wanted to add, kasi I also have experience sa VIP, you know, being very close yung barricade na,
and same.
Being very far na yung QN ko na parang nasa dulo na ako. Honestly, I just wanna say na yung mga experiences ko with a high QN, na like yung when I totally have given up on barricade. Like as in wala na talaga akong ano na, I won't try na for barricade kasi super, wala na talagang pag-asa yon. Those are some of the best concerts that I've experienced. Yung nasa likod lang ako and then you're just partying. You know, when you have a high QN, wala ka ng pressure na, actually, si Ate Mara and Ate Kat nga, they went in bago mag-start. 5:45 kami pumasok. Kasi kahit nasa VIP sila, they were just, whatever. Like, let's just go in when we want to. As in yun, like, you don't have that pressure. Honestly, yung parang pinaka-pressure mo lang if you have a low queue and if you really have a goal to stay somewhere sa arena, diba? So, yeah, if you have like a high queue and you don't really have the pressure na kailangan mag-stay na sumiksik sa tao, it really depends on you if you really want to go for it. Why not? If you want that YN moment, diba? So, it really depends on you. Pero I think what Ate Mara said, when you want to survive yung high queue and just stay in the back, party, magsaya ka lang, super party. Enjoyable talaga.
Masaya siya. Like, each section has its own unique experience.
Yes.
And
they're all
good in their own ways.
Own ways, yes. Yeah. How about you, Riri and Ate Miel? Do you guys have any, you know, addition to that sa Haikyuu?
I like to sit eh.
Nah. Oh, we all have that type of
it. VIP ka sa likod, pwede ka umupo sa floor.
Yeah, that's what I was. One of my goals personally is not barricade. Also because like I fear the nudging. I'm very claustrophobic.
I have a fear of
claustrophobia. Also, one of my personal traumas happened at the concert. I was in the upper box, and then the Gen Ed was full, but the upper box was free. Like, there were so many seats. People almost stampeded down. Doon ako natitrigger sa getting stuck in crowds. Doon ako natatakot. So, if ever I want to do VIP, it's because I want to stay at the back. One, I want to dance. I learned these dances. I want to dance with them. I want to sit down. And this is the reason why I enjoyed yung one experience ko sa may Bangkok was because the entire crowd was seated. Like, that's my favorite concert experience, yung nakaupo. Because I take it in. I'm not the screamer. I'm not like that loud. I'm like this in real life. But in concerts, I soak it in. I sponge it in. And I don't even take videos. I'm just like that. Trying to... So for me, the best experience is to sit down. That's why I'm jealous of the setup of Twice because yung VIP nila
seated. Correct.
Just wanted to add, ultimately, it really depends on your preference.
Yes.
Like, how do you envision your concert experience to be? Do you envision yourself na nandito ko, nakatayo, sinasabayan ko sila sumayaw, tumatalo na ko every single song?
Yep.
Then you go VIP, diba? But if you're somebody na I want to watch them peacefully from my seat, looking at everybody else, umupo ka.
Yeah.
It depends
on you talaga. Yeah. It's and
the older you get, the further your choice of seat is.
Sa totoo lang.
Well,
oh my God.
It depends. I already said that. Eh. This is going to be the last time I'll do VIP.
And then she does VIP again.
And look at me. Like, I was in VIP.
You've had the most VIP experiences out of all of us.
So, yon. Ganun mag-survive sa VIP pag Haikyuu. Honestly, actually exciting pag Haikyuu. Like, yung wala ka na talagang pressure na mag-barricade. Like, it's super exciting. Like, yeah. Ayon. So, this one is our last and final question of the episode and the guide to... how to attend concerts at the Philippine Arena. I think this is a good last question kasi the question is, this is from I Am Den Jimenez. Their question is, do you recommend PH Arena for a concert?
Dun, dun, dun.
Hindi ba kayong mabash? Okay. I have a passionate opinion on this one.
Yo.
Like most fans, at first, syempre, it was a daunting experience. Bakit dito? Bakit ganyan? Bakit ganyan? And then when I started working on logistics at the back end, seeing how things are done, you get to understand why they chose that venue. Diba?
Yeah.
And up until today, you will see a lot of people. I'm okay to, you know, if somebody will disagree with me on this. But up until today, you will see a lot of people posting na wag nyong inormalize yung Philippine Arena as a concert venue, masyado siyang malayo, etc., etc., yada, yada. But for me kasi, the struggles that we're experiencing right now with Philippine Arena being a venue are necessary steps, diba?
To improve it.
Part diba?
Birthing pains then. Yeah.
Yeah, if we don't experience these things right now, how will you, let's say for example, invite people to build more commercial areas there? This is what Miel has been saying since earlier about, you know, entertainment and tourism being combined into one. Diba? How are you going to encourage the government to look at how can we make the transportation here more accessible for concert goers, considering that the arena is the most optimal concert venue right now? These are all necessary stuff that needs to happen, even if it means much more sacrifice from the fans. And diba, how good can it be when the time comes na you look past these war flashback experiences from the first few concerts that happened and makita mo na lang it's much more smoother, you know, and the entirety of the experience is just, you know, totally different. Diba? And like what I've been saying since earlier, needing a bigger venue means your artist is growing. And
yes,
who doesn't like that fact, diba? Considering that, ano yung, what do you call Philippine Arena? It's the biggest indoor venue in the world.
Indoor arena.
Diba? Who wouldn't want to have their artist perform there? Not a lot of artists can, you know, accommodate fans there and fill up the entire venue. So you attending a concert there with the artist that you love means you've achieved something as a fandom already. Diba?
Yeah.
Kasi kaya namin punuin. We can bring thousands of people in here. And we've got services like this. Alam mo yun, you've got services like this stepping up and providing what fans need. Diba? Yeah. So it's not too bad, guys. It's not too bad at all. I get it na may sacrifices talagang kailangan gawin, may challenges na pagdadaanan, pero wala eh. We gotta do what we gotta do for the artists that we like. Before, yung thinking ko dito was, you are what you tolerate. Diba na parang, bakit ba kasi hinahayaan natin yung mga organizer, ganyan, ganyan, ganun, ganun. When you start working and understanding the back end of things, you will understand kung ba't nila ginagawa yan. Diba? Why is it a necessary business decision to do it that way? And you will come to understand na, okay, nagme-make sense. Yeah.
Well said. Empathy, well said. At yan, minor revisions.
Charisse! It's hard to hinge on what Riri says. So, yeah, I strongly agree with that. If people were to ask me, do you recommend Philippine Arena as a venue? I say yes, a very firm yes. But I don't come from a place of saying because it's the best venue in the world.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I come from a place of I see a much bigger opportunity for us than simply just like a prestigious venue. For me kasi, as a Filipino, it reflects on society in general. But as a Filipino, aren't you tired of band-aid solutions?
Yeah.
This whole adventure, the last 8-9 months that we've been working on this, I've had some very insightful moments about the state of transportation, the standard of living in the Philippines. And I feel like that also deepened our advocacy for what we're doing. We're not trying to encourage people to go to the Philippine Arena because we want to keep the business running. Of course, it's inevitable because we're going to be giving people back their livelihood with our business. But for me, I think it's even better opportunity because everyone is always looking for reasons to brag about the Philippines. But when we come here, everyone's just lost and scared and intimidated by how to navigate things in the Philippines. And if we continue to have events in the Philippine arena, we continue to increase our knowledge of transportation, the behavior of commuters. We can get more attention towards entertainment tourism. We might even eventually be able to develop an NLEX train subway that goes all the way to the end. It's not a band-aid solution anymore. Like, same thing with, like, you know, congestion problem that we said with a TXT, na we solved it because everyone decided to go together in shuttles. That's the same concept as why is Metro Manila so traffic, because there are more private cars. But you can only gauge the success of an economy by the amount of people who are commuting, because there's a reliable system that decongests everything, and then we're developing areas outside. I know it gets really deep and it goes into this whole everything's connected. But that's really true. That's, we want to invest in the Philippine arena. There's potential. We already have the title. All we have to do is just step up to the challenge. And I feel like it's not fair to us as a country. Not all of us have the means to go abroad to watch these shows. Yeah, we deserve to have that entertainment come here. And we have that.
And it's starting
now
to
let's
come.
Develop it.
It's
nurture it.
It's already starting, eh, di ba?
It's coming.
I mean, AAA.
Exactly. Diba, sobrang passionate namin about this
I'm just literally like listening to you guys and nodding my head kasi I agree with everything that you guys are saying. Like, my thoughts exactly.
Yeah, and it's not to invalidate people who are coming or artists who are holding concerts at a smaller venue. Guys, everything starts in baby steps.
Yeah.
Right? The artists that we like, before they became the first solo act to perform at the Philippine Arena, saan sila? New Frontier.
Girls,
diba?
Soler.
Nagbawa sila for
Soler Theater.
Diba? So, alam niyo yun, parang it starts there. Diba? And you're just gonna, you know, look back past those experiences na this is how much my artist has grown. And the fact that they're holding AAA at the Philippine Arena this year means that other, you know, countries and like the entire entertainment industry, at least in Asia, is starting to notice that there's potential at the Philippine Arena. And it's not gonna go unnoticed, eh. The government somehow, I'm pretty sure of it, no matter who sits or whatnot, makikita nila yan as an opportunity for business, for tourism, for revenue.
For capitalism.
Diba? So there's, Well,
I mean, let's face it.
Without capitalism, you wouldn't have malls built and whatnot. So those are necessary oppositions that should happen. Alam niyo yon. At some point, you will see na those are necessary oppositions.
Duality of things talaga. And, yes. You know, like, looking back then, since, di ba, parang we've been there for all the tours so far, except for one sa, ano, arena, you will also see how, you know, the organizing team, even the concert attendees are stepping up to the challenge.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Yes.
Na parang, you remember, like, the first one, we didn't know where to eat, ganito, ganyan. And then pagdating ng, let's say, TXT, there's like an entire pavilion. There's ang dami. Parang, and it is because we faced the problems head on.
Courage.
Yun yung sinasabi.
Courage and empathy.
Hindi siya band-aid solution. Like, this is the mood. Let's treat it. Let's do something about it. And then slowly work towards, you know, making the experience better because of, you know, all the points that you guys have already brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look back, you'll see like, hey, I was part of that
thing.
Like, I was part of that growth. Okay, I saw how things changed and eventually got better. And imagine if we become like a prestigious, even more prestigious or like premier location. Like, dude, ang daming coffee shops na bago, ha?
Yung
paglabas mo, di ba may bridge from the arena to yung
Ciudad de Victoria.
Ciudad de Victoria. There are coffee shops.
There's a whole food park there now.
Like,
a food park,
diba? Yeah. Like, imagine being, like, you're there for a concert, pero when you are honest about the potential and still willing to face the challenges head on, you are making such an impact as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are supporting livelihood while you're having fun.
Fangirling to save the world.
Actually, what they said, literally, I was just nodding my head all throughout it. Kasi nga, I agree with everything that they said. And also, I just want to say my piece na parang, honestly, ako talaga, after Be The Sun, personally, I was very, very hesitant on going back sa Philippine Arena. And I think it's a valid thought.
Yeah,
it's a valid...
Of course. Yeah.
Kasi nga, again, like, I still had an amazing time with friends, with 17. And I'm not gonna, for one measly negative experience, i-ruin ko yung positive day na yun, diba? Pero it's something that stuck with me na parang, oh my God, nawawalan ako ng pag-asa. Kasi, bakit? Parang, mapapatanong ko na lang, bakit kami yung experimental? Parang, diba? Diba? Like, you would really think na parang,
pinayak tuloy sa troll.
Kaya ang, ano, ang laki din ang hinanakit ng carrots din sa,
oh yeah,
sa event na yun. Pero again, we can't deny na it's because 17 has gotten so big that they literally have overflow nung Be The Sun Manila Day 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And to house all of us, they had to go to a bigger venue. It's inevitable eh, kasi ang laki na talaga nila. We really cannot keep staying at Moa Arena at that point. The only other bigger arena that we have is the Philippine Arena. That's more, yeah, that's the only thing we have. And yun nga, what you guys said na parang, like you, yung mga fans na gaya nyo, na you guys tried to step up and are stepping up until now, nakikita mo talaga na parang meron kayong goal for this endeavor? Venture? Is that a good word?
At this point, we might not, or the earlier projects that we've had at the Philippine Arena, it might not have an increase, like a very big direct impact on how the Philippine Arena is being developed. But I would like to believe that that they are seeing us. And because of what they see in us, they will, you know, try to look at and see the things that can still be improved. And I think dun sa experience with the whole fiasco ng bets, the biggest achievement for me at that day was when nagulat sila na ganun kalaki yung loob at ganun kadami yung nanood in such a very, you know, in such a short ticketing span.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Be The Sun Manila, and then after that, diretso.
Diretso. Diretso. Yeah.
And we made it happen. Napuno natin siya. Diba? Up until then, hindi ko na-realize na mas malaki yung capacity ng Philippine Arena sa Tokyo Dome. If I'm not mistaken. Diba?
Yeah. 50K lang Tokyo.
Diba? Ayan. Yeah. So, or in other, perhaps, arenas or domes that they've performed in na malalaki talaga. So, it says a lot. It says a lot about
that. Ay, similar pala. Same.
Similar lang.
O, diba? Kasi hindi kasi si Tokyo
open,
Dome.
Open. Nako-close. Nako-close. Meron lang siyang,
Rapal.
Yeah.
It's not going to be perfect. Marami pa ding flaws, pero it has a lot of potential.
And I want to, hinge on what Ate Miel said about like the entertainment industry and also like the transportation, that being na right now it's not yet the most accessible thing kasi nga, again, like you mentioned, not a lot of people can fly to other countries na mas accessible yung mga venues nila. It's a really, if you've been there kasi, yung comparison talaga, you are going to see it, you're gonna experience it. Like Tokyo Dome, may malapit na mga subways. Sobrang accessible ng subways. Girl, yung mga venue man people nila, they overflow, they go out, they spill out to the actual subways and they help people go, passengers. Like sa tren. Parang ako, wow, this is so cool. It would be so great if we have that then. And I think naman, yun nga, sabi nyo, nakakita naman. Slowly but surely, nakakita na. And hopefully, I mean, it's not gonna be instantaneous, obviously. It's freaking transportation. Pero sana nakikita din nila nga yung efforts na ginagawa din ng fans to make things happen and get people there. Kasi nga, it's a really good opportunity talaga for the tourism industry. I don't wanna know. Let's do that for another.
That's an entirely
new episode na parang tourism.
When you go
whatever.
Into the socialism of
stuff. Yeah. Wow. But yeah, baka ako yung maging passionate, tigil na natin to.
Diba?
But yeah, what Riri at Ate Mel, Ate Mara said. So yun lang. I hope you guys, our listeners, learned a lot. I personally learned a lot from them kasi I was very hesitant talaga. And now my views of going to the Philippine Arena because of Two Tinters, I'm not joking. Huh? I'm not sucking up to these guys because they're my friends. But like, it's like genuinely because of like how I saw them work nung TXT and working with them for a little bit, na-realize ko talaga na, oh, they're really making it happen for fans. Like, literally, their hashtag is no fans left behind. Unless, malate ka. At hindi ka makasakay ng bus. Okay. Sa'yo na yun, girl.
No, that's your fault. Behind, pero hindi kami Filipino time.
No, Filipino time doesn't exist.
Yeah. I want to give this last bit of the episode for them to promote and say kung ano man kayo gusto nilang sabihin about Two Teen Tours and the socials of Two Teen Tours. Ang event nila, ako na mauuna, ready to be nila. Ang Twice, I want to start with that. Yung Twice, it's happening 30 and 1. Yeah. September 30 and October 1, and they do have shuttle services available. So that's the very pinaka next na project. So yes.
We still have a lot of slots for across all our terminals, Metro Manila, Calabarzon, and Central Luzon. Head on over to tridem.com. That's triple T, ridem.com. To book your tickets. We have heard your feedback, guys, to those who have already booked with us in previous tours. We've heard your feedback that there can be, or there are people who found the booking process difficult. And because we always listen to our customers and we want to make sure that no fans get left behind, we have made the booking process simpler. So you can now book your tickets in 4 very simple, quick and easy steps. So head on to that. You can check on our Telegram account. There's a channel called Ask TTT and Try Them Tours, Two Teen Tours as well. So you can check the instructions on how to book your shuttle seats in this new process.
Tickets are only until September 16.
Ayan.
So please.
Oh, how much pala? How much to get the premium? Ano,
para? Well, if in, actually, it's just one price. Everyone is entitled to the premium. When you buy your tickets though, please use the community code, Spill the Soju. And then you guys are entitled for freebies if you use the code.
Oh, I'll put that in the description box.
Yes, do it. And I gave you PubMats, girl. Share natin.
Oh, yes. Cool. Share natin. Yes, of course.
So aside from our social, again, we are Two Teen Tours across the board. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and also TikTok. As mentioned, no, so we have terminals in Metro Manila. So Metro Manila being our biggest hub, and then Calabarzon and Central Luzon. But you can actually also contact us either through the Ask TTT Telegram channel or, you know, by messaging us on our socials. If, you know, your terminal isn't in our list, we have a special shuttle service for you. So these are usually for, like, the far provinces, like in the previous concerts. So we have gone as far as Dagupan. We brought Dagupan, MOAS over to Bulacan, and it went really smoothly. So yeah, just message us if you need help. These are our special shuttles for TTT. So our hashtag pala, by the way, for the Twice tour is hashtag just like TTT. You can check that hashtag.
Guys, hindi hashtag ready to be, ha? Just like TTTT.
Yeah, so just like
TTTT. That's just the name of our group chat.
Yeah, that's just the name. But yeah, just like TTTT. If you also look at those hashtags, you'll also be able to find certain updates. So, yeah.
Yes. And yes, I would like to thank my beautiful co-hosts, guests and co-hosts for today, Ate Mara, Riri, and Ate Miel. I think we broke down the guide to Philippine Arena really well today, and we had a lot of insights, really good insights. I hope that our listeners were able to take some of that, and if may mga nakalimutan kami, I'm not sure if we did, but if we did, please comment. Well, comment on YouTube. Comment down below, or you can DM us or DM Two Teen Tours if you think that the question is more directed to them than us, so Spill the Soju. But again, we work closely with them, literally. So just let us know if you guys want us to have another episode with Two Teen Tours, other venues. Charis! De joke lang. Pero yon. So we're all fans, so alam naman namin lahat ng pinagdadaanan nyo. So that is it. Thank you so much again for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed, please don't forget to follow Two Teen Tours din sa mga socials nila. Follow our Execor, beautiful Execor. We will also put their socials description. And of course, Spill the Soju. Don't forget to follow us and also chat us if you guys want. But yeah, that is it. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Bye!